Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I'm talking about places and things to do on a staycation, little hidden gems that are drivable within a day or so at country1067.com. And when you and I were on our holiday vacation staycation last week, we were at a wedding. And on the way to the wedding, we passed a lot of places that I was like, oh, we should go there. Oh, we should go there. Oh, we should go there. So all the way to Formosa, which is where the wedding was, there are also little spots that are still drivable in a day, not really within Waterloo region, but Kincardine, you are on my list. I'm going to have a beach day anytime soon. But yeah, we had a lovely time at a little country wedding on Saturday for your favorite bartender.
Yes.
Mine too, actually. I don't mean to sound like I don't love her, because I do. Lindsay from McCabe's, who takes she took care of you till I came along anyway. Now I feed you. I try to feed you more than the bar does.
You do pretty well at that, yes. And it's fine. I kind of felt, as I explained this to some friends yesterday, that perhaps I may need an intervention when this all began by the frequency of our visits to the bar across the street from the radio station. But really, Lindsay's wonderful. So is her her new hubby, Andy. So our congratulations to them, of course. And my goodness, I mean, here we are in Formosa, of all places.
Yeah, we were the MCs of the wedding.
Well, shocker.
Which was embarrassing, because people were like, how do you know the couple? And we were like, we sit at Lindsay's bar a lot.
A lot. So much so that she has invited us to spend the biggest day of her life with her. Yes.
We're tight like that.
But it was amazing how many people we ran into from this neck of the woods that had also made the trip because of the friendships that listened to the radio program. So our thanks and sympathies to Dustin and his wife, Alexis.
They were so fun. And he, you know what he said? He's like, I love your laugh. And I was like, you mean the obnoxious one that makes people turn down the radio? Really? How many beers have you had, Dustin? Really?
Yeah.
Is that him? Is that the right person? Am I mixing them up?
And by the time he said that, I'm not taking anything away from your laugh, but he had many.
Oh.
I'm thinking that it's possible that Dustin, on his drive to Milton this morning, is still recovering.
Oh, he's so fine.
Sure he is.
He was fun.
And then in the wedding party, Travis and Joanna. Yeah. Travis and Joanna. Travis came up to me before we introduced the wedding party and made a point of saying what a huge fan he was. And we had a longer conversation later in the evening. And I'm telling you, this guy, like, we can't get away with anything, because Travis will call us on our crap.
You know what he said, Polly, when we were trying to get people organized and it was a little bit of a crap show? He's like, you should have brought producer Polly with you. He would know what's going on.
And I said, yeah, sure. He only would have screwed up like 3 or 4 times.
What a farce that was.
Yeah.
And then you and I got to sit at a table with the cutest little couple, Richard and
Patsy,
who've been married for 55 years.
55 years.
And they were hilarious. Like, you know what? Here's the thing. Go watch a couple. If you're just about to get married, go watch a couple who's been married for like 40 plus years. And just so you know how it's going to go. Because as the wedding starts, Patsy says, Richard, get your camera, Richard. And he says, okay. So he gets the camera. And then he's like, who am I supposed to take pictures of? And she's like, well, everybody. Like, so just... She was directing Richard's camera. Richard was in charge, kind of the pictures, but not really, because Patsy was ruling that whole thing.
Yes,
you know?
She sure was. Mm-hmm. But he did the good thing that any good husband will do and just listened to his bride.
And then I met the bride's grandmother in the bathroom. We didn't take a selfie, but I wanted to.
You should have.
I know, because grandma is 90 years old, and she has a nose ring and like 6 piercings up each ear.
Wow.
Right? And she's I was talking to her about her grandkids, and they're expecting a great, great grandbaby. And I said, that must be really exciting for you, great, great grandbaby. She said, no, not really. I said, why not? She said, it's not my first. I have great, great grandchildren.
Yeah. And she, what was it? 17 grandchildren and then 5 or 6 great, great.
Great, great. Yeah. I said to her, how many? She said, you don't want to know. So maybe she lost count.
90.
But 90 with a nose ring. I want to be, I said to the bride, I'm going to take your grandmother home in my pocket, because I want to keep her. So much fun.
I can't believe you're leaving out the best part of it all.
I was leaving that for you. I was like, do you want me to tell it or should you tell it?
Kim came to us early in the evening.
Oh, yes, Kim.
As soon as she heard us talk, she's like, these people should be on the radio. And then as the night wore on, she realized that we are on the radio, and she listens almost every day.
Yes. Hi, Kim.
No, I want to talk. I tried to pick up Kim's husband. at the wedding. Yeah. I tried so hard, but she was not letting him go. Kim's husband, you tell, because gave, you know what?
Kim's
of
husband.
All the time working with you, I get the best compliment of my life from Kim's husband, who I tried to pick up the rest of the night. He would not come home with me.
But Kim's husband, when Kim and Farwell and I were taking a picture, Kim said to us, "Oh, Farwell, my husband thinks that you look like a movie star."
That's right. I look like a movie star. And don't give me that look, Polly.
Which one, Polly?
Yeah,
guess?
Which one? Go ahead. Guess
which movie star Farwell
looks
like.
Guess a really tall guy.
This guy's not tall.
I don't know.
I know, but I want him to guess a tall
Nicolas Cage? I don't know.
No, not Nicolas Cage. Did you pick Nicolas Cage because he's tall? No.
Well, partially, and he's kind of balding.
Kim's husband said that Farwell and Johnny Depp are doppelgangers.
Johnny Depp. How many times has he won Sexiest Man Alive on People magazine?
A few.
One
a
for
few.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, damn, I do see that a little bit. Let's go dance there.
Oh,
Johnny.
That's how it worked out. Hey, I finally get my one twirl around the dance floor.
Yeah. So what did you say later on? You got your best compliment in your entire life from a middle-aged married man in Formosa.
That's how it worked.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.